All right, tonight, Brother Lewis McRae from Taylorsville, Mississippi, Taylorsville Church of Christ. This topic is the church that Jesus built, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. This time, if you would, give your ear to our speaker, Brother Lewis McRae. Brother Lewis.
I want to thank you, Brother Tommy. I want to say good evening to everybody, and we want to thank the God of heaven for this grand opportunity to come tonight and open up the Bible and to discuss and investigate what's been written in the Word of God. And I just want to thank you for taking out your time tonight and coming and bringing your Bible along as we investigate the Word of God together. And I just want to thank my beloved brother Tommy Brooks, for this opportunity that he has extended to me tonight to come and share a word from the Word of God. And if you are a visitor tonight, we want you to know that you are our very honored guest, and we hope something will be said tonight that will help you and encourage you to understand the Bible a little bit better. So as we come tonight for just a few minutes, I want you to focus on Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18, as we'll be talking about the church that Jesus built. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 18, "And I say also unto you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades or the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." I want you to know this evening that if you are lost and you are not saved, you need to pay close attention, because if you are lost tonight, let me elaborate the word lost, L-O-S-T. So if you're lost tonight and you're not saved and you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, I want you to know that there is a Bible in every church, but every church is not found in this Bible. So if you're lost tonight, what you need to do is you need to L, you need to learn. O, you need to obey. S, you need to the Savior. And when do you need to obey him? Today. Because Proverbs 27 and verse number 1 says, tomorrow is not promised. So if you learn something tonight from God's written word, you need to obey it because it's coming from Jesus. And you need to do it today because tomorrow is not promised. Now, as we look at this church, as we look at the word church, as we look at the definition, the ecclesia, the called out one, we have been called out of the world into the kingdom of God's dear Son. I want you to know tonight that as we look at this church that Jesus built, I want to ask you a question as we focus on the church tonight. There is a doctrine that's connected to Christ, that's connected to the church that he built. But I want to ask you a question. Can you trace your doctrine that you follow back to God? I want to help you a little bit tonight that the word doctrine just means teaching. There is a teaching that originated in heaven with God, and this is the divine teaching because the Bible says so in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse number 1. I want you to understand that God said this is his doctrine, and the doctrine that God has that originated in heaven with him is a divine teaching that he gave to Christ. Because Christ said in John chapter 7 and verse number 16 that my doctrine or my teaching is not mine, but he that sent me. And just stay with me 1 minute, because I want you to understand that we have all different types of doctrine, but I want to ask the question, can you trace your doctrine back to God? This divine teaching that God gave to Christ, that Christ said is not mine, it belongs to the Father who sent me. And Christ gave the same teaching, which is the apostles' doctrine, by the Holy Spirit. The Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 20 and 21. So we have the apostles' doctrine. These men were holy men, and they were moved by the Spirit of God to write down the word of God. They weren't ordinary men. They were holy men as they spake, or as they were moved by the Spirit of God to write down the divine written word of God. Now, I want you to know tonight that there are many doctrines, but we want you to know tonight that the doctrine of Christ is the divine doctrine that originated in heaven, that was given to his Son, that he gave to the 12 apostles by the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you something. This doctrine that came from God, it's a pure doctrine. That's what Job said in Job 11 and 4. The Bible says in Proverbs 4 and 2 that it's a good doctrine. Not only is it pure, but it's good. And not only is it pure and good, but Isaiah 29, 24 says you can learn this doctrine. Thank God for a pure doctrine that's good that you can learn. And Isaiah 28 and 9 says you can understand it. Thank God for a teaching that you can learn, that you can understand, and it's good and it's pure and it came from God. We're talking about this divine teaching as we look at the church of Christ, as we look at the teaching or the doctrine of Christ. I want you to know tonight that Jesus Christ built the church. And listen to what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse number 11. The Bible says that no man can lay a foundation other than, I like that, other than the one which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. He's the founder and the foundation and the builder of the church that's in the Bible. I know some say that you can go to the church of your choice, but the Bible doesn't give you but one choice, and that's the church that Christ built. That's the church that Christ purchased with his blood. He bought the church, he built the church, and he bought it with his own blood. I want you to know that Jesus is the builder. He bought it, he purchased it with his blood. I want you to know tonight that as we look at the church that Jesus built according to the divine teachings of God, I want you to know tonight that as we continue to search the scripture, I want you to understand some things as we go back in prophets. As they talked about the Isaiah chapter 2, if we want to look at some things, because you got to have the right person and you got to have the right place as you look at the church that was purchased by Jesus Christ, the one that he said that he was going to be. So we got the right person, that's Christ. But what about the place? Let's turn with me, if you will, to the book of Isaiah. The book of Isaiah, right quick, chapter 2, verses 2 and 3, a very familiar scripture. I'm just trying to help somebody tonight to get a better understanding about God's word and God's will and God's way. Watch what the Bible said. Watch what the Bible said. Isaiah chapter 2, starting at verses 2 and chapter 2. Now it shall come to pass in the last day that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountain and shall be exalted above the hill. Watch it now, and all nations shall flow unto it. The Bible says that all nations, the white man, the black man, every color man, will flow unto it. He didn't say them. I know some say that you can go to the church of your choice, but the Bible don't give you but one choice because the matter has already been settled in heaven. That the Bible gives us one church that we need to be a part of. And I want you to know that Jesus built this church. He bought this church. He's the foundation of this church. And I want you to know tonight that whatever you have been told, you need to investigate the scriptures. You need to let the Bible be your guide. You need to let the word of God direct your eyes and direct your mind as you look at your soul. Because I know that there is a book of life, and it's a book of names. And if you want your name in the book of life, you're going to have to follow the divine doctrine. You're going to have to follow the instructions. You're going to have to learn and obey the Savior today, because the Bible is right. And we all need to get right with the Bible. I want you to know that Christ, he's the Savior. He's the head. He's the builder of the church. I know that the Bible is right. My brothers and sisters, and all those who are listening, I want you to know that you cannot separate Christ and the church that he built. You cannot separate Christ from the church that he built. I know that the world says this and the world says that, but I want you to understand that. Let's continue to read in the Bible. Watch verses number 3 as I continue to read. Watch what the Bible says. He said, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways. Watch it now. And we shall walk in his path, For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from where? From Jerusalem. See, we got the right place. We got the right place because this Christ's church, this is his glorious bride. And watch it. This glorious church got its beginning. Watch it now. The first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When did your church start? Yeah. But the one that we read about in the Bible, it got its glorious beginning on the first Pentecost after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Can you trace your doctrine back to God? Can you trace your teaching back to God? I want you to know tonight that the Bible is right and we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God according to Romans chapter 3 and verse number 23. And the wages, the penalty of sin is death according to Romans chapter 6 and verse number 23. I want you to know tonight that God is good, God is right, God is pure, God is love, and he wants all of us to be saved. See, I know the Bible is right. Watch what the Bible said. In 2 Peter chapter 3 and verses number 9, the Bible said, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. See, all of us need to repent because the Bible said that we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Somebody told you that you can go to any church of your choice. But I'm showing you tonight, you don't have one choice, and it's the church of Christ, the one that he built, the one that he gave his life for. He purchased this church with his blood. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. See, I believe the Bible. Listen to the word of God. In Acts chapter 20, in verses number 28, the Bible says, therefore take heed to yourself and to all the flock, among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseer to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. Yeah. You need to understand that you are a purchased possession. You have been purchased with the price of the blood of Jesus. Men and women who obey the gospel of Jesus Christ make up the church of Christ. Men and women who have been called out of the world by the gospel of Jesus Christ. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me so. Let's go to the book of 2 Thessalonians. I know the Bible is right. Watch what the Bible says in 2 Thessalonians. And the chapter is 2. And the verse is number 14. The Bible says, to which he called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. We've been called by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and we have been called out of the world. How do I know? Because the Bible tells me in the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 1 and verses number 13. I like the word of God because it gives you everything you need. Watch what the Bible says. Just turn your pages. Stay with me a few minutes as I try to work on my subject tonight. I feel good tonight because God has been good to me. And I understand that the Bible is right, and I'm in the right place because I changed my position, because I was willing to change my condition because of what I heard and what I learned, and I was willing to obey the Savior today, and I became a Christian. You know, the Bible said they were first called Christians in Antioch, according to the Bible. I know that's what the Bible said. These other names that men are wearing, these men call themselves this and call themselves that. Some say that you can be a member of the Baptist church. Some say that you can be a member of the Presbyterian church. Some say you can be part of the Methodist church. Some say you can be part of the Catholic church. Some say you can be part of the Lutheran church. Some say you can be part of the Seventh-day Adventist church. Some say you can be part of the Salvation Army. But the Bible says you must be part of the church that Jesus built, and you must call yourself a Christian. Acts chapter 11 and verse number 26. Yeah, we are called Christians. I'm a member of the church of Christ, and I'm a Christian. I've been purchased by the blood of the Savior Jesus Christ, who died on an old rugged cross. I want you to know tonight that as we continue to look at the scripture, watch what the Bible says in Acts, the chapter 11 in verse number 26. I want you to know that you need to call yourself a Christian. We're going to call us what we need to be called because that's what the Bible said. And watch it now. I like the Bible because it helps you to understand God's will and God's way. The Bible says in Acts chapter 11 and verses number 26, and when he had found him, he brought him to Antioch. So it was that for a whole year they assembled with the church and they taught a great many people. And the disciples were first called what? Christians in Antioch. Thank God that I understand God's will and God's way. But Brother McRae, what are you trying to say tonight? All I'm trying to tell you is God is good. And God said in 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 4, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Do you want to know the truth tonight? Do you want to become knowledgeable about God's will and God's way? Do you want to know the truth? We're telling you the truth tonight. You need to become a member of the Church of Christ, the one you can read about in the Bible. I know what some say, but I'm trying to tell you the truth about what the Bible says, what's been written in the Word of God. See, what you need to do, you need to do like they did in the Bereans. And the Bible said they searched the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. You need to be like them. What did they do, Brother McRae? Watch what the Bible says in Acts chapter 17, starting at verses number 11. The Bible says these were more fair-minded or noble than those in Thessalonica, and that they received the word with all readiness. Are you willing to receive the word tonight? And if you are willing to receive the word tonight, this is what you need to do. You need to search the scripture and to find out whether these things were so. The Bible tells me that they search the scriptures daily to see if those things were so. I want you tonight to search the scriptures and see if these things are so, what I'm telling you, because I'm just a man. You don't have to believe me, but you have to believe that which is written. Why? Because it is the God-breathed word of God. It is a divine teaching that's been handed down from God to man. And man has the information to put himself in the right place. And where do you need to be tonight? According to the doctrine, you need to be in Christ. Don't you know that when you're in Christ, you have all spiritual blessings? According to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse number 3. All spiritual blessings are found in Christ. All spiritual blessings. See, when you're saved, this is the place where you find these blessings at. In Christ Jesus, but when you're on the outside, you only receive physical blessings. How do I know? Because the Bible says in Matthew, the chapter is 5 and verses number 45. Listen to what the word of God says. I'm trying to help somebody tonight to see the will of God for their own life. Watch what the Bible says. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 45, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. And he sends rain on the just and on the unjust. So, Brother McRae, what are you trying to say? When you're in Christ Jesus, you receive spiritual blessings. But when you're on the outside of Christ, you receive a physical blessing. When it rains on the good and it rains on the bad. When the sun shines, it shines on the good and it shines on the bad. But only in Christ will you receive these spiritual blessings. The Bible tells me in 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2 that I'm sanctified in Christ. What's so important about being in Christ, Brother McRae? Well, the Bible tells me in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10, this is where salvation is found, deliverance. See, you can be delivered and you can find salvation in Christ Jesus. It's important that you listen and that you learn and that you obey the Savior tonight because you're lost. You're lost tonight and you need to listen and you need to learn to obey the Savior because he paid the price that you can have a better life. An eternal life is connected to Christ. How do I know? Because the Bible says so. As we look at the Bible and as we search the scriptures, Listen to the word of God. I want somebody tonight to have a good understanding about God's will and by God's word. Watch what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and starting at verse 11 and 12. As I try to help somebody to see the church that Jesus built, and I want you to see that you got to be connected to Christ, because Christ is, he purchased this church. He shed his blood. He bought this church. He built this church. He's the foundation and the, see, you need to stay with me tonight. Watch what the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5 and verse number 11. And this is a testimony that God has given us what? Eternal life. And this life is in his Son. See, you got to be in Christ Jesus if you're looking for eternal life. Right now, you're in a lost condition. The Bible tells me in Luke chapter 19 and verse number 10 that Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. And in order for you to have eternal life, you got to change your position. You got to be willing to get in Christ where you can find salvation and be a new creature in Christ, according to 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse number 17. Do you want to stay on the outside looking in? Or do you want to come and be a part and be a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible? All you got to do is do what the Bible says. Watch what the Bible says in verse number 12. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Do you want life tonight? I told you all spiritual blessings are found in Christ. You are sanctified in Christ according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse number 2. Salvation is found in Christ, 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 10. The Bible tells me in Romans chapter 8 and verse number 1 that there is now no condemnation to those that are what? In Christ Jesus. Oh, I thank God, because redemption is found in Christ according to Romans chapter 3 and verse number 24. And I know that you can be a new creation according to the word of God. Are you willing to get into Christ tonight? Well, Brother McRae, how do I get into Christ? Well, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 3 and verse number 27 that you must be baptized into Christ and put Christ on. You got to go down in the water. You got to meet the blood of Jesus Christ by faith. You got to do what the Bible says. The Bible says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Yeah, that's according to God's word. That's not according to Brother McRae. That's according to the word of God. How do I know? Listen to what the Bible says in Mark chapter 16 and verses number 15. The Bible says, and he said unto them, go into all the world and preach what? The gospel. Preach the gospel to every creature. See, every creature needs to know what the gospel is. We need to preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be condemned. Well, slow it down, Brother McRae. What is this gospel? What is this gospel? Well, this gospel is, it's the story about how Jesus died and was buried and rose again according to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 through 4. I want you to know tonight that you need to get into Christ. You need to give your life to Christ, because he gave his life for you. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I told you everlasting life is connected to the Savior. Do you want it today? Yeah. Why don't you come out of those man-made churches? Why don't you come out of those men who have, with these different doctrines that they have created, why don't you come out of those churches and come and do it the Bible way? Because let me read you something. I want you to understand that we can do some things and we don't understand because we have not been told. Listen to what the Bible says as I get back in the book. Matthew chapter 15. Watch what the Bible says in verse number 9. Matthew chapter 15 and verse number 9. Watch what the Bible says. I'm going to back up just a little bit. I'm going to get verses 8 and 9. Watch what the Bible says. These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me, and in vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines, with an S, the commandments of men. Yeah, yeah. See, these man-made teachings. Yeah, all of them have founders. All of these different churches that have different names. That wearing these different names, they have different founders. But the Bible says they are teaching and doctrines and commandments of men. Do you want to follow the doctrine of Christ? This divine teaching that came from God. Yeah, the apostles' doctrine. The doctrine of Christ. This divine teaching that originated in heaven with God. You need to obey the gospel, my friend, because I want you to know that Christ died for your sin and you need to die to your sin. Christ was buried in a literal tomb and you need to be buried in a watery grave of baptism. Christ rose on the third day according to the scripture and you need to rise the same day to walk in newness of life. I thank God that you were able tonight to hear the gospel, to hear how Christ died, was buried, and rose again. Do you believe it, my friend? Are you willing to repent of your sin? The Bible says in Acts chapter 17 and verse number 30, God wants men to do something. Let's read it. I was going to quote it, but let's read it because I want you to know what the Bible says for yourself. Acts chapter 17 and the verse is 30. Listen to the word of God. God is so good, and I want you to know how good he is. The Bible said, truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men. Let me say it again. But now commands all men everywhere to repent. Are you willing to repent of your sins tonight? Are you willing to confess Jesus to be the Son of God? Are you willing to go down in a watery grave of baptism by faith for the remission of sin and have the sin washed away by contacting the blood that came out of Jesus' side? Oh, I want you to know tonight. I don't know if you know it or not, but Jesus hung on a cross for 6 long hours. 6 long hours they hung in there. I want you to know that there was 2 thieves, one on the left and one on the right. They had a title above his head and his tormentors below his feet. I want you to know before they put him there, they had some soldiers and they took some stakes and they drove it in his hand. They had some stakes and they drove it in his feet. They had a crown of thorns and they pushed it on his head. Can you see the blood coming down before they got him to the cross? They scourged him and they whooped him. And he was unrecognized. Lord, thank you, Jesus, for staying on the cross. Thank you for going through what you went through so I could have this opportunity to be a child of God. But can you visualize Jesus' mangled up body? He was unrecognizable hanging on that piece of cross, hanging on that rough wood, beaten up and misused and battered up and bruised. And then a soldier came and took a spear, according to John 19, verse number 34. And stuck him in his side, and out came blood and water. And that same blood and water works together when you need to be born again of the water and the Spirit. As we look at Jesus Christ, I want you to know tonight that if you're not a member of the church that you can read about in the Bible, I beg you tonight, the things that you have learned, obey those things that you have learned because the Savior taught you these things through his servant tonight. And I want you to obey those things today because tomorrow is not from. The doctrine of Christ is a pure doctrine. It's a good doctrine that you have learned, and I hope you understand it because it came from God and it's a simple teaching. And what we need to do is just believe it and move on the things of God. And as I get ready to close tonight, I want you to know that I'm appreciative of this opportunity to help someone who is on the other side come to the inside, that they might see the light, that they might be saved and have a new walk with God and a new relationship through his son that died on the old rugged cross. And if you're not a member of the Lord's church tonight, we open up the invitation for you to come tonight and to give your life to Christ. As you come with the idea of learning to obey the Savior today, because tomorrow is not promised. The lesson is yours. I'm thankful for tonight. And I'm going to turn it back over to my beloved brother and ask you all to pray for me that I can continue to be the servant of God and the man of God that God would have me to be. Thank you so much, and may God bless you all.